Would you like to see how Robert and I both approach a chart differently? We have readings scheduled Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday where you can do just that from the gallery. Kind of like speed dating for chart reading. Well, not really. But if you'd like to peek in with us, registration is at the top of funastrology.com. Welcome in to the Saturday edition of the Fun Astrology and Merriman Market Analyst podcast. Thomas Miller here, and we read the free weekly newsletter every Saturday that is published at mmacycles.com, written by the Dean of Financial Astrology, Ray Merriman. Obviously, this week we're going to be talking about the eclipse, but a little bit of market activity before we get there. First of all, a quote from the Wall Street Journal Online, April 5th edition. Jobs grew at a brisk pace in March, but wage growth was contained, confirming a belief among economists that the U.S. can continue to expand employment without fanning inflation. U.S. employers added a seasonally adjusted 303,000 jobs in March, according to the Labor Department on Friday, significantly more than the 200,000 economists expected. And this from Yahoo Finance on Thursday. The Energy Department unexpectedly axed plans to refill its oil piggy bank in August and September due to surging oil prices. The administration withdrew a record 180 million barrels in 2022 to counter supply issues created by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The DOE has said it's aiming to buy back oil for the SPR, the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, at $79 a barrel or below, less than the average of about $95 it received for the 2022 sales. However, amidst increasing prices, the department has decided to pull back on further purchases until market conditions improve. The SPR currently holds about 363 million barrels. That's down from nearly 600 million at the beginning of 2022. Now, Ray's summary of the markets this week. Global stock markets started off last week on fire, with several recording new all-time highs as Mercury turned retrograde. But in customary fashion, the trickster reversed, and most of those rallies ended abruptly and sold off by the end of the week. In Europe, new all-time highs were notched on Tuesday, April 2nd for the Netherlands AEX, the German DAX, and the London FTSE. The Zurich SMI made a triple top on April 2nd, but not a new all-time high for a regional case of intermarket bearish divergence. But by Friday, all had fallen somewhat sharply to their weekly lows. In Asia and the Pacific Rim, Australia's ASX and India's Nifty indices made new all-time highs, with ASX doing this on April 2nd and the Nifty at the end of the week. The Shanghai Stock Composite made a double top to its high for this year, but neither the Hang Seng of Hong Kong nor the Japanese Nikkei could approach their recent highs. The Nikkei and the ASX were down rather hard into the close of the week. So once again, the region's stock indices exhibited a case of intermarket bearish divergence. The intermarket bearish divergence pattern was repeated in the United States, where the S&P futures posted a new all-time high on Monday, April 1st, as Mercury began its retrograde cycle, but neither the NASDAQ nor the Dow did the same thing. All continued falling until they reached their weekly lows on Thursday and Friday. So what do these cases of intermarket bearish divergence tell us, especially as they all happened within a day of the trickster making its turnabout, i.e. going retrograde? The bearish divergence chart signal tells us that the market is bearish until each of these markets can make new all-time highs. The Mercury retrograde correlation is a little more nuanced. In many cases, a primary or greater cycle high within 4 trading days of the retrograde date can often serve as an important crest and the start of a 2 to 5 week or greater decline. In other cases, markets simply move back and forth every 1 to 4 days in a zigzag pattern, which is the trickster's normal fake-out behavior. And then, we also have to consider the Mars-Saturn conjunction on April 10th, just 2 days after the most powerful eclipse in the last 7 years in the United States, followed by the powerful 14-year Jupiter-Uranus synodic conjunction cycle on April 20th and 21st. If the trickster is going to shift directions every 1 to 4 days, then the low could be in this week, followed by another strong rally in the next 2 to 5 weeks. But if the Mercury retrograde was the primary cycle crest or the secondary high early this week, then a sharp 2 to 5 week decline into or beyond Jupiter conjunct Uranus may be underway, which we'll talk about in a minute. The stellar performer last week was gold again. On Friday, it skyrocketed, an appropriate image for Jupiter conjunct Uranus, to $2,350 an ounce, another new all-time high. Silver was also spectacular, rallying to $27.61 on Friday, its highest price since June 2021, and right in line with our outlook given in the Forecast 2024 book and audiobook available at hightimelinebooks.com. Crude oil is finally breaking out too, which is in line with our forecast. It jumped to $87.63 on Friday's high, a level not seen since October, and a level that caused Trader Joe to give up his plan to buy when it was much lower, and where he said he would buy and could have bought back in December. Unfortunately, this is what happens when one digresses from their trading plan, which is a common mistake for many traders. You make a plan to buy, but when it reaches your price level, the lack of discipline to follow through on the plan becomes a missed opportunity. That can be another common realization associated with Mercury retrograde. I missed the train. Or I forgot my ticket. Now the short-term geocosmics. First of all, an article from the New York Times on Friday. A magnitude 4.8 earthquake rumbled through the northeastern United States at 10:23 a.m. on Friday, according to the United States Geological Survey, sending tremors from Philadelphia to Boston and jolting buildings in Manhattan and throughout the five boroughs. And another article on earthquakes from Wednesday's USA Today. At least 4 people have died and dozens others injured in a powerful 7.4 magnitude earthquake in Taiwan Wednesday, bringing damage and destruction to the island nation. It was the strongest earthquake to hit Taiwan in 25 years. In addition to any damage in Taiwan, the earthquake also prompted evacuations for tsunami warnings in nearby Japan and the Philippines. And now Ray's commentary for this special eclipse week ahead. This is the week that many stargazers have been waiting for. On April 8th, there will be a total solar eclipse, which has the path of totality traveling from Mexico through Texas, the U.S. Corn Belt, the U.S.-Canadian border, and continuing into northeastern Canada. Students of astrology consider this eclipse to be especially powerful, for it conjoins Chiron, the wounded healer. Someone could get hurt. And is followed by the warmongering Mars-Saturn conjunction 2 days later. Followed by the excessive Jupiter conjoining the disruptive Uranus in the Earth sign of Taurus. Uranus is associated with earthquakes and high winds. Jupiter exhibits the dynamic of large or big. Taurus rules agriculture and foodstuff and is an earth sign, so it pertains to the earth. Last week we had 2 disturbing earthquakes, one in Taiwan, very large, and one in New Jersey and New York, not very large, but very disturbing. Subscriber Tony Uzo of Connecticut, author and excellent analyst of world stress spots and geopolitical tensions, brought to my attention that the path of eclipse totality will go right over Niagara Falls at 3:15 p.m. on Monday. Niagara Falls generates an enormous amount of hydropower and was once a Category 5 earthquake fault line. Additionally, the path of totality will crisscross a previous eclipse that happened in the U.S. in 2017 over southwestern Missouri. The New Madrid fault line runs through that area. So what does this mean? Well, first of all, understand that earthquakes do not always happen exactly on the day of the eclipse. They can be a few months off. However, in several cases, they occurred on the line of the eclipse path a few months later. Second, understand that there really isn't too much you can do, for earthquakes are outside of one's ability to control. You can have a plan to seek safety if one occurs, but you can't pinpoint the exact time and location where one will occur. Although I am certain that if one does occur, someone will claim to have predicted it. It does very little good to fret over something you can't control. Just be alert and have a plan if you're in a region, such as the eclipse path, that is vulnerable to any kind of natural calamity. But also know that if a calamity were to occur on the eclipse path, it could be several months after the moment of the eclipse. Aside from that, solar eclipses often correlate with a crest in stocks, plus or minus 2 trading days. But the crest is not necessarily the end of a long-term trend. Strong price moves are more often evident in food and grain markets. Thus, one market you may want to look at next week is grains, soybeans, and corn. Another may be crude oil, but that's because of Mars-Saturn and its association with war threats, which could ignite chaos, leading to a further surge in prices due to the anticipation of a disruption in supplies and delivery. On a more personal level, this is a week to exercise caution, especially if you are at war with someone or involved with someone you are counting on to perform an act with a time deadline. Be prepared for a delay. Better yet, do it yourself and don't depend on anyone else. This is easy for a Capricorn, self-sufficient, to say, especially someone with his Mars also in Capricorn. We're used to that. If you want the job done right and on time, either do it yourself or work with someone, others, who has a professional work ethic equal to your own. Fortunately, that is thankfully the case with the MMA analysts and editors. So have a great week ahead. In the newsletter online at MMACycles.com, there's a follow-up couple of paragraphs about Ray's clarification of NATO's description in last week's newsletter, if you'd like to read that. And I would like to mention also that the Forecast 2024 book, now as we're moving out of this period of the eclipse and then the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction in Taurus on April 20th, then we set our sights on what Ray dubs the Aries Vortex. Because after this big section of real estate in the sky, we then begin to set our sights on this energy moving into Aries. And that's what he describes. So if you haven't picked that up, you still can. There's a quick link at hightimelinebooks.com, and then we'll take you over to the shop at mmacycles.com. And that's the ultimate place where you can buy the book. All right. Thank you guys so much. Have a great week. We'll be doing the eclipse together on a pre-ceremony tomorrow night, Sunday night, on Level Up at 8 p.m. And that's going to be on the Fun Astrology YouTube channel. Back with a full week of podcasts next week. Thanks for listening.